Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
It's just a thing you're not used to. It's like, you know.
Yeah, you change anything that you're not used
to
with it.
And you're like, this is stupid. And then you get used to it and you're fine with it.
Mm. Then you That's how I feel about exercise.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at you.
Steven is just fired up.
Also, I'm going to go ahead and say, no, it's not.
No, you're right. Well, I didn't, except for the getting used to a part, I didn't really, I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, well,
period.
Well, while we were on a break, while you looked for those headphones, which I would like to stand in defense of the squishy. I like the squishy ones better. I like the way it feels.
First of all, it's squidgy, not squishy.
My apologies.
You sound like a fucking idiot.
I prefer the squidgy earbuds because it's more fun. And then it also acts, it pulls the earwax out. It's easier. So it's two in one.
Oh, there you go. You don't have to waste all that money on Q-tips.
Yeah. Have you ever done that where you look at your earbuds and you'll be like, oh, are these broken? And then there's like gunk all on the speaker.
That's
disgusting. You know what's
That's
even,
disgusting.
Even grosser.
You have a problem with
ears. Have you ever actually gotten lint and gunk in the headphone jack of an iPhone? Have you ever had this issue?
No.
So you can actually collect so much dirt in an iPhone headphone jack that you clean it out with like a safety pin or like just a pin. Mm-hmm. And then it pulls out. Like I was like, why can't I get my headphones in the thing? And then I Googled it and it was like, stick a pin in there and you pull out like a wad of dirt grossness.
Like a belly button?
Yeah, like literally a belly button lint in the headphone jack of an iPhone.
Which, by do you get belly button lint?
I feel like I don't anymore.
Steven.
No, I feel like...
You never have you, Wendy? I've never gotten belly button lint.
Not lint, like fuzzy, like lint out of like a dryer. Because I know when they describe it, it's supposed to be fuzzy.
Yeah. I feel like I had it as a kid.
I'll get like sand in my belly button.
Yeah.
Whether I'm at the beach or not.
Right.
There's always sand in there.
Just that California lifestyle.
Yeah. You know? Sand or freeway dust. I don't know.
Right.
What's the difference, really?
And you just clean it out with a safety pin. And then there's blood.
You just stab it.
Safety pin. The next level of Q-tips.
Yeah. No, I've had a little bit of that, but I mean, I clean it out. I get with a Q-tip. I have not paid attention to cleaning out my belly button. I'm sure it's fine.
Preston consistently gets a wad. He also has a weirdly giant belly button.
You know, belly buttons are really a bit different.
He gets a lot of shit
to person.
In there.
Yeah.
What does he get in his... Is that like, where the headphones
like
were?
Dryer fuzz. Yeah, that's what, I just called him. He was like, shit, they're in my belly button. Sorry. They're with me right now in my body.
Gross. Like, how often does he pull shit out of there?
I do it. I would say a couple times a week at least, like when I think about it.
Oh my.
And I'll be like, dude, and it's like dryer lint.
Gross. Yeah, I didn't know that
I
was real.
I swear to God. Neither did I. I thought it was only movies. I didn't think that really happened to anybody.
It happens.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Ew.
I don't know that it's that disgusting.
It'll be like an eraser head sized amount.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That is gross. That's scarier than...
Isn't that amazing?
That's scarier than your TV turning on by itself.
We should have saved this for the Halloween episode.
I know.
Talking about this.
I know. Oh, we'll just bring it back. These... Yeah. Jesus.
Huh.
I know. This is so... I don't want to peel back the curtain too much, but we're recording two episodes today and we still haven't decided which one we're going to do first. So we got the lint one. The belly button lint is super scary, but I also... Each of you independently has said the word wad three times since we started.
Oh.
So I feel like...
Oh, that's true.
I'm picking up on it. And I think we should just get it because Stephen already is feeling guilty about the workout stuff.
Oh, I want to give him so much shit. Let's do it.
I'm not feeling guilty about it. I'm just...
Shame?
You're putting... Don't put your shame on me. No. No, it's not what I'm feeling.
Pride? Is it pride?
No.
It's definitely not pride.
No. That doesn't apply to anything.
What's the word that describes how you feel when you're just inherently bad at something? I'm bad at it. I'm bad at exercising.
Shame. Yeah, shame.
No, shame. No, shame. Because you have shame. Like, I have shame about, I would have shame about an eraser head in my belly button. But I don't.
When you feel like you're inherently bad, is that, do we just call those the Stevens?
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Oh man,
I got a real good case of,
you know,
Stevens.
I've always wanted to be a painter, but I'm just, I just got the Stevens when it comes to art, you know? I just can't.
I feel that way about painting too.
I'm such a Steven.
Oh, I'm such a Steven. I got a case, I got a real bad case of the Pentas. I like Pentas is good too.
That's good. Well, that sounds like more like of an actual disease.
Yeah. So, like, which it is. You are.
Wendy hasn't been out of her apartment in a week. She's got the Pentas real bad.
Yeah. Those. No, that's a, no, that's the Wendy.
That's more. That's more. But no, but that's more of like a, you know, a disorder.
Well, then I guess we'll do. Steven, why do you feel like you're bad at exercise?
No.
Everyone's inherently bad at anything they don't do.
True.
Like, yeah. Very few people are just naturally going to do something the first time and be fucking great at it.
Well, and that was
most people do something the first time and suck.
That was my goal. My goal for this week was to, I am trying to do exercise every day because I think that's the biggest thing for me is getting from, okay, I do this 2 or 3 times a week to like, this is something that I can consistently do every day in a different way.
Yeah.
You know? So that was what I tried to do.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a lie. No, that's a lie.
But I turned a lot of things like anytime I would have taken a cab
over.
No, but
I turned, like, I changed the mattress.
That's too much weight. No, that's like a CrossFit move right there, flipping mattresses.
Yeah, I know that.
You know what I think it is? When I'm working out with someone, mm-hmm. I'm good. When I'm not, I'm on my own. I don't push it. I don't do enough.
What did you do on your own? Well, first of all, you need to stop watching the videos we're posting on the Jammers Instagram because I feel like that's really fucking with your self-esteem.
I mean, that, yeah. That
people really like that.
That really,
they do really like it.
That really was a new low point for me. I'm not gonna lie.
Literally, you couldn't get off the chair.
I was watching that and I was like, I had to turn off the sound immediately. I was like, never again. I need to act like this didn't happen.
Nope.
It was.
What? Okay, but I want to say, because I wasn't there. I didn't get to see it.
Oh, that's
live
right.
And in full effect.
Wasn't that beautiful?
I watched the video. So I was like, yes, but that's not very easy to stand up on one leg.
You were starting from a low point, but it was also a wake-up call of like, oh, I am very weak.
No, 100%, but I'm just saying, you shouldn't, like, that most people would not be able to do that.
No. Well, that's
so everybody fucking laughing at Steven right now on the internet. You try it right now.
I think most people would have done better than I do.
Well, no, the box, first of all, the box is, that was too short. I tried it off camera because I'm not a fucking dumb asshole. And it was really, it's difficult because the box is so much lower. So you're already starting where your knees are more acute than a 90 degree angle. So you're at a disadvantage. It is difficult to do, but that's how trainers get. That's how they sell you big packages.
Because then they're like,
just shaming you,
lazy sack. Yeah, like she was doing the entire time.
Look at how weak you are.
Yeah,
I mean, I will say, I was ready to. If I was a man with the time and the money, I would be like, I'll pay you to just come yell at me every day for an hour. That'll be great.
When they teach you that when you're a trainer, because you do like base, if you show someone like a basic squat, but if you show them basic exercises like squat, push, pull, you go like, oh, I can do this because you actually can do those things. They're not that difficult. You can do them at your home. You can do them wherever. But they teach you when you're like selling training packages in a gym, they're like, okay, so you got to give them these crazy fucked up exercises where it's someone who's like, you know, who's like 200 pounds overweight, can barely walk up a flight of stairs without getting out of breath. And you're like, all right, so we're going to have you do push-ups on this medicine ball with one leg up in the air. This is just a basic, this is just for me to assess your fitness level.
Exactly. Yeah, this is an assessment. This isn't even, I don't even do these anymore. Like babies do these.
Right.
I remember learning this in preschool.
And then as soon as you finish 10 of those, we're going to have you jump from the roof of the gym. And I need you to land on this giant, what are the BOSU balls? And then just do like 10 jumping squats. And then after that, from there, we'll just kind of say maybe like 5-10 sessions. It's real cunty.
That's so shitty.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's all horrible. Just to just shame people.
There should be laws.
Well, people need shame though.
Well, but
people need shame.
I don't know. I guess I need some shame, but I was feeling real ashamed.
I made him skip.
Episode.
When we okay.
No, I did.
You made him skip.
And my workout with Wendy was good. Though I think
that's
that was
not
good.
Even a workout, Steven. That's just like being fun and fancy free.
No, Wendy's whole thing was after the episode, immediately after the episode, that was like
we worked out
same day. Yeah,
I was fired
Wendy
up.
Was
I was
like, hey,
up.
I'm all fired up. Do you want to go work out? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I do. I'm feeling real bad about myself. Just whatever you can do, just bring it on. And so we went and we did a bunch of, what did we do? We did squats.
We did like lunges. We just did basic like walking lunges. You know, just body weight stuff up and down the stairs.
Yeah, just body weight stuff.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, to try to make it fun, I'm like, we should skip. And he was like, this is dumb. I'm like, it's actually like a really tough exercise, but it's fun. And it makes you, yeah, it makes you feel like, oh, we're just doing kid stuff. But, and it was actually really hard. And you, even I was like, this is a fucking not a good idea. I'm out of breath. But when we were leaving, we're coming back and we're just like, oh, this sucks. We passed, there were like two kids running.
There were like, no, there were like a string of children leaving a school.
With backpacks.
Yeah, with so backpacks, like these kids with all these energy, and I could just feel their eyes on me.
And they're just sprinting.
Me. And Wendy's like, we're skipping. And I'm like, I hate everything.
It blows my mind that you don't chain smoke cigarettes. Like it, like everything about your yeah. personality makes me think that you should just be like your entire body should be stained yellow from the amount of cigarettes that you smoke. Just like sitting in your apartment, staring out the window, like that.
Nobody like pays just, me not to yeah, smoke.
Lighting cigarettes off other cigarettes, just like from morning till night.
Did you ever smoke?
No, I never got into.
It's never too late.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're trying to help like up your cool factor, bro. You could have lied. Jesus Christ, you lie about your age constantly. You can't yeah. lie about having a couple cigarettes to seem cool.
No, smoking never appealed to me. I was always just like,
what a fucking nerd.
I mean, whatever. Megan, do you still smoke? You still smoke
pretty much. Yeah, regularly. Occasionally. Not nearly as much.
And when
like
do you
I
smoke?
I have a cigarette before we do this podcast just to relieve my immense stress.
You know what right. it is? You know
and
what
it makes
is.
You lightheaded enough if you don't smoke that much when you do smoke one cigarette. That's what I do too. I smoke and I'm like lightheaded. I'm like, oh, I'll be checked out for at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Good to go. Let's do this.
We can just kind of float through this.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I because I have such an addictive personality, if I know there's something, like I know I'd be way into smoking. Like,
why don't you put that towards exercise?
So what, just start smoking so I can exercise?
No,
God damn it.
Oh, the addictive personality.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't catch. It doesn't, you know how like some things like, are like, yeah, I'm in, you know? And then other things
you're like,
I don't
think this is true. I think it's because you don't fucking do it for long enough.
No. Because certain drugs, like Wendy, you don't smoke weed, but uppers, you're, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm very much the same way where I'm like, things to mellow or chill or downers or like, you know. Like, I'm not doing heroin.
You're not?
No.
God damn it. Again,
an
opportunity.
You do something, either work out or do heroin or yeah. smoke cigarettes.
But like, coke and meth and uppers and
pick
Adderall,
a vice.
I'm like, yeah, that sounds like
cool,
a good
cool, then start doing meth. Yeah, I don't care.
But I know.
You'll get in shape.
But I know that that's not going to be good, you know? So I'm like, okay.
If you take Adderall, then you'll be more excited to go skip around.
It's true. I will lose a ton of weight.
Just skipping all around the apartment.
After watching that video.
Smoking cigarettes, yelling
just
at kids.
In a circle. Just leaning out to smoke cigarettes and scream at kids.
Yeah.
Running around with your weighted backpacks, you fucking show offs.
I would feel less ridiculous skipping in front of children if I was smoking too.
Really?
Yeah, that would actually make it feel
that like. Would make you look like a weird molesting pipe
piper. That would be like that would be the most terrifying thing ever. Like, you for sure either are on your way to kill someone or just killed someone if you're right. skipping smoking a cigarette.
A reward for a job well done.
This yeah, is exactly. Not the cigarette, the skipping.
Yeah. So what did you do for your workout this week?
So,
because we already know we did a great job. We're going to talk about it in a second, but we want to talk shit to you.
Well, let me pull up my workout journal.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Started strong, but then Friday got fucked up with work.
Okay, so started strong. What? So give details. You can't just.
No, Friday was a wash. Friday, I got sucked up into work stuff, and it was bad. And Saturday, I woke up and did yoga, and I walked down to yoga and back. And
how was sad yoga?
Sad yoga was great. And then I, what else did I do? And then I did all the exercises. I tried to do the exercises that you emailed me.
See, and I did. Like I emailed one list of exercises, and then I really dropped off as a personal trainer. It's
hard. We both dropped off.
Oh, I was still working out myself.
I feel like we both did what I always do with exercise, where it's like, you're strong and you're like, I'm in, I'm going to do this. And then I'll do like a week and then it drops back to like three times a week. And then it's like twice a week, maybe.
But even that, and Mara said, and this is the thing, Mara said, that if you just do something three times a week, that's the problem, is people get all in their head and they're like, oh, I'm going to go twice a day.
I'm going every day. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go to the gym for 3 hours every day.
Yeah, no more bread.
And that's my ultimate goal. Like, I just want to build a routine that fits into my life, that's a blocked out section of my day, that it's like, okay, in this period of time, this is what you're doing. You know, like that's what I'm trying to get to. And the problem is that with the way that I work, when I get really into work zone, like you're on like a bender where you're, you know, editing's going really smooth or like writing's going like really smooth or something.
Like, you're such a straight edge square that you refer to working a lot as a bender.
A work bender.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just on this work bender.
No,
guys.
But you get, I feel like when you work creatively and you're like, okay, I don't like if I am editing and things are going well, I do not want to stop because I don't want to get out of the zone. You don't get the zone? You must get the zone.
Yeah, but I don't call it a fucking bender.
Yeah, no.
You don't go joke benders?
No. Have you listened to this podcast at all? I know you edit it. We don't go
on
joke benders.
Wendy goes on coke benders like a normal person.
Yeah, you don't go on a joke bender. Jesus Christ.
Also, that's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, a joke bender.
Dude, Wendy, I've got a brand new 10 minutes. I'm real stoked on it. I don't know what happened. Saturday night, I just went on this fucking joke bender. I could not stop.
I was riffing. There were puns. It was crazy. I was doing act outs. Nobody was even watching, but I just felt like I just had to move my body, you know? I had to express the punchline through movement. I was crowd working on my cat.
See, also working out.
Yeah.
See? But even with writing, you never hit like a writing... You're like, oh man, I'm gonna
stop trying to deflect the conversation.
Again, yes, but we're not calling it a bender. We're saying yes, okay. Of course, you get into like a zone situation where you're like, man, I'm really into this, can't stop.
Yeah.
But don't call it a bender.
Right. All right, it's not a bender, it's a zone.
Yeah.
It's a zone. So I was in the zone, so I did not leave the zone.
Okay, but you live now, you know, you can get out and just like go for a walk for 15 minutes even.
You know what? Fucks me up. Fucks up my whole thing. And you know, yoga, when I did it or when I did workouts, I would come home and then I'd be like, okay, now I've got to work. You always hang yourself when I'm talking.
I'm listening. I just sounds like someone's on an excuse bender.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Because there's no, so you don't take a break. So if you're working for 10 hours in that time, you're not going to take a break. You can't go outside and take a walk for 10 minutes.
I'll take a break for 10. I mean, 10 hours is, you know. Come on.
You can't take a break and go and do like 20 push-ups and 20 squats
and 20 crunches.
Like, and then,
yeah, well, I've been doing like,
no, but answer the question. No.
Yeah,
exactly. Megan, drop it down. Show us your tits as motivation. Megan's got on a workout. We both are wearing sports bras right now. Yeah. Workout clothes.
You guys are still in your workout gear. I've moved on.
I know. Megan already worked out today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's called motivation.
All right. Well, so I'm not that motivated, but how do you guys do? Fuck it.
No, but you can still, this. No, but you can still like, you could do those little moves in between your work. So you can do it.
I know.
You got to make
time. You just
time.
Don't want to do it.
No,
which
I do.
Which is fine.
I mean, no.
But you just got to admit you don't want to do it.
No, I do want to do it. It's just that on my list of, it just is not, it's not where my head is.
It's not a priority. Right. That's fine. Just, it's fine. You're never going to have D'Angelo abs. It's cool. Just don't say.
I'll somehow manage to continue to move on.
You'll continue to live without D'Angelo abs.
I mean, everyone.
Yeah, I think 99% of the population is going to be okay without D'Angelo abs.
Yeah, the problem is if you say like, but if you don't want to do it, it's not important, then just be like, it's not important to me. I don't give a shit.
It's not that I don't
about
give a shit.
Being physically attractive or healthy. Let's move on.
Now we're getting that trainer shame. Good trainer
yeah, exactly.
shame. I can feel it. I mean, I care. I do. It's just on my list of priorities. It's not at the top.
Yeah, I'd like to point out, Megan and I are not just in sports bros. We're actively doing push-ups while we record this podcast.
I've been running in place this entire time.
And we're so healthy after working out so consistently that we're not even out of breath.
Yeah.
And we smoked before.
I will say Wendy is
to working, open my lungs
working out with Wendy. Wendy is in much better shape. I mean, Wendy pretty much did my like old lady walk exercises, showed me all the stuff, and then was like, I'm going to go run 4 miles.
That's because once you start doing it and it's not for everybody, it's not my favorite. Again, I would rather lay around and eat donuts and ice cream and then wake up and be able to put on my favorite jeans and have them fit. But that's not how it works. And so for me, I go like, okay, I want this result. So then this is the behavior I have to engage in. And so you just force yourself to do it. And then you get the runner's high and the endorphins. And it does feel good once you start doing it, you know, and even if it's not the endorphins, even if for you, you just look at it like, I need to do something 3 times a week. If you get the dopamine dump from not the actual exercise, but just from completing the task of doing your daily exercise for 30 minutes or whatever, use that as the, like, your marker for success. It doesn't always have to be, you know, not everybody gets off on skipping and running and jumping.
Unless you're 4.
Yeah. Which is what I do on the treadmill at Equinox. I skip uphill. I skip on an incline. No, but actually, I had fun, but yeah, I didn't work out with you as much. Sorry. I was trying to sabotage you so that Megan and I could just work out twice a day and come back and be able to blow you out of the water.
Well, exactly. It worked.
It was all part of our big plan.
I know. So what's going on with CrossFit?
Yeah, how's that going?
You know, got a few wads in. No big deal. I can't. It's so,
yeah.
No, it was, I like it. I went, yeah, I did, my first one was Monday, and we talked about that, and I went that Thursday, we recorded, and then I went again Saturday, because I don't think, like, I don't want to do this more than, like, 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, and just do regular gym stuff, because it is, like, intense. Yeah. Like, I went down to do a weighted squat, and my thigh just, like, clenched up again.
Holy shit.
And then I had to tell, she was like, okay, so this could be, like, maybe, like, you got, like, a weak lower back, or, like, your ankles, or... And she's like going through, and I was like, oh, well, no, she was like, do you like when you stand, do you often put most of your weight like on one side? And I was like, oh, funny story. I actually shattered my ankle like 6 years ago. So yeah, I totally do that. And she's like, oh, cool. Well, we figured out the problem. That's for sure what the problem is.
How did you shatter your ankle?
I jumped off a jungle gym.
What, were you on like a joke bender or something? What was going on?
Yeah, I was on a fucking gnarly joke bender. I was doing this act out on this jungle gym. I couldn't come down from this joke high I was on.
So
I jumped down and shattered my ankle.
Why?
Okay. Oh, it's like the least cool story ever.
Wait, were you drinking? What were you doing?
No. I was like walking back to my friend's house and I was like, oh, I'm going to go. I had like a few beers at a party and then I was leaving. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go on the jungle gym. And then I was like, I'm going to get down off the jungle. Cause it was on the way to my friend's house.
Sounds like a joke bender to me.
And then I just jumped down and I landed wrong.
Holy fuck. And you were by yourself?
Yeah, I was by myself. No. I had to like call my friend. Like, it was like 10. It wasn't that. It was like 10 o'clock at night.
Wait,
it was
so
at a lame
just,
party and I had 3 beers and I was like, this party's lame. I'm going to go to my friend's house and drink in their pool.
Wait, so let
and
me
I had
this
to call
straight.
That friend and be like, hey.
In your 20s,
hey, question,
walking alone, you had the mental thought to just be like, I'm going to do some gnarly stunts.
Well, it wasn't like a gnarly stunt. It was like jumping off not that high of a place. Right. I just am real dumb.
Yeah, it's not... Anything can be a gnarly stunt when you're not in physical shape to be jumping off of.
Yeah, exactly.
Like for you, because I mean, technically you skipping Stephen was a gnarly stunt.
Yeah, that was like a parkour. Gnarly stunt.
Right. Yeah.
You thought you were going to die.
Yeah, those kids were like, whoa, look at that guy go. This is dangerous. He could have a heart attack at any second.
I'm just picturing, you know, those parkour videos where it's like, you know, where like it's like the dumb teen and they're like jumping from one thing to another. I'm just picturing me doing one that's like a real old man, like just walking upstairs.
Stepping off a curb slowly.
Yeah, exactly. Very slowly.
And landing it.
With a cane.
Dude.
And okay. Then the guy behind the camera going, oh!
Okay. So... You climb on a jungle gym.
I climb on a jungle gym.
You jump off.
I jump off.
And you shatter your ankle. Did you know immediately? Because you know when you break something, sometimes you don't feel it right away. Were you immediately
no, I knew
like,
immediately.
Fuck.
I heard it.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I shat. Like, it wasn't like a hairline fracture, like a cute little, like, no. Like, it like my foot was like dangling.
Oh, this, I just
it
have was, a cute hairline fracture. Does this turn you on?
It's just so cute.
Oh, you want?
I might have a deformity after this.
This is so cute. Maybe you can seal my fracture if you comment at me when you're going to be cute. Just a little sexy little hairline fracture.
Oh, I do love a cute deformity.
That's what's so weird is that was the doctor's first suggestion. He's like, I'm going to try this. If it doesn't work, we'll have to put some pins in there. But let's try the cum real quick. Didn't work. Didn't work. Now there's cum and metal in my ankle.
That's why you don't like the squidgy earphones. It reminds you of your ankle. That's
exactly.
Why you walk. She's like, it sounds like you come in metal. Yeah, yeah. That's what's
in my ankle.
It sounds
like coming between my bones. That's what it sounds like.
Should I have mentioned that before we started doing the CrossFit exercises? I do.
I have a lot of cum in my ankle.
Right. You know where there would be normally connective tissue? It's a loose sack of warm jizz. It's about 6 years old.
This is the grossest thing I think we've ever talked about, which is really saying something.
I just picture your ankle, you know, like those old timey disco heels where they were like the clear heels and they would have a goldfish swimming in it.
Oh, there's a fish in there too.
Yeah. Just the little sperm.
There's a fish. It's a fish. It's a goldfish suspended in cum swimming around the inside of my ankle.
And it's living off of the sperm. It's just slowly eating the cum.
Yeah, it's every 6 months I have to go back into the orthopedist and he just pumps me back up.
Yeah, get a new.
You need to get a new fish. The fish started.
No, the fish is fine.
The fish is fine. You have a 6 year old fish in your ankle.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's the cum that gets old. Steven, don't you know anything? God.
I really am. I'm just medicine and health. We
need to have a doctor in here explain some stuff to Steven.
I know.
I mean, I was satisfied with Mara just yelling at me.
No, well, now we're trying to learn about why Megan's quad locks up.
You know,
it's
anatomy.
It's because of the cum-filled goldfish ankle I have.
She's like, there's a weird, is this thing in your quad? It feels like a giant knot in your mouth. You know what? That could be the goldfish. We could check out.
It might have dislodged.
It might have, sometimes it goes upstream. And so he doesn't massage the fish back down to
his
ankle.
Just gotta massage it. Be real gentle though, because if that fish dies, that's gonna be real expensive. My insurance is not good.
It's trying to swim up river, get to the ovaries and eat some eggs, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not getting
damn it
that one to you.
Damn it, I thought we were going somewhere with it. We're like, nope.
As soon as I was like, she's gonna talk about eating eggs, she's gonna keep going upstream.
I thought we were going to go to a pregnant, the fish being your surrogate mother. That's where I was trying to take it, but we were.
Oh, I thought I do want a baby real bad. So if I just let that fish keep going up there.
Yeah, I was trying to. That's another helpful tip. So that way you don't stretch out your uterus.
Just shove a goldfish in your body.
Yeah.
And 6 years later, it will be your child. Yeah, so my ankle's filled with cum.
That water sound.
And
that's perfect. Okay. So now hold on. So did you go to the hospital that night?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she's getting pins not like thir- and jizz
not for
in
my
her
quad.
Ankle, that's
yeah,
that's
they
a hospital.
Had to, yeah. You can't get jizz in your ankle just on the street.
Yeah.
You got to go to a
it's
hospital.
Not a splint a friend throws on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't even get me started. This is going to be get us back on health insurance if we talk about getting cum off the street. So, okay. So what happened to your quad? Were you able to unlock your quad? This is the kind of what I was talking about. Because with CrossFit, you don't have like a one-on-one. How big are your classes?
No, you do. That's the thing. They're super small. Like the biggest class I've gone to was five other people.
So you have someone pretty much watching
you. So it's essentially
you.
One-on-one.
Yeah. Like, hey, don't kill yourself.
Also, I mean, I have four legit personal training sessions because they want you to do that when you sign up so you don't fucking kill yourself.
Right.
Where they like teach you all the different moves.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But every other class.
Before you did it, when I was Googling CrossFit, the first thing that came up were gnarly videos of people jacking themselves doing CrossFit.
Yeah. No, it's like super. Well, also, I'm not an idiot and I really don't want to get huge.
Right.
Like, I'm not like some dude going in there like, I'm going to be a big dog.
But it was definitely the first video I saw was a guy like throwing up a big barbell over his head and just. Both of his shoulders, like,
yeah,
it was gnarly.
No,
it was,
it's super, like, I would never, that's the, like, I have no desire to get that crazy. Like, I just want to get in real good shape, and I think that this will help.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not going to be fucking, like, deadlifting 500 pounds. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, that's not, like, a goal I have. But it is, everyone else is, like, fucking been doing it for, like, 3 or 5 years. So when I do the classes, the coach is, like, just on me. And they're like watching other people, but they're like, okay, do, like it's essentially personal training.
Oh, that's cool. That's
for
cool.
a lot cheaper than personal training would training. Be.
What are like the basic moves that they teach you?
Deadlift, duh.
besides drinking whole raw eggs.
Yeah. There's the deadlift. There's the protein shake where you just eat raw protein powder.
Oh, I was thinking that was some kind of a cardio dance.
While in mid-squat.
I picked a protein shake. Like, all right, everybody do the protein shake. You're like, all right, this is the fun.
Well, that's like the hot new dance craze of the fall.
God, can you imagine the CrossFit social parties? Because they're we only can put up with each other.
Yeah, so exactly. Because all we're doing is talking about our wads and our protein intake.
Everybody do the protein shake. So deadlift, that's kind of a tough exercise if you don't know how to do that properly.
Yeah, I did that. I did 85 pounds in a deadlift, which I was like real proud of myself. I was that's so cool. Yeah, it's not. So the coach is telling me, they measure deadlifts in like, body weight. So it's 1, 1.5, 2 for a deadlift, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so because you're lifting less than your body weight, you're like...
Yeah, so I'm like not even at a 1.
You're not even on the...
I'm not even like on the fucking... Like she told me, she was like, you did 85 pounds. And I was like, oh my God, that's fucking crazy. I'm so excited. That's so cool. And then she told me that and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That ain't shit. But again, I don't care.
Right.
Like, I'm stoked I deadlifted 85 pounds.
Did you still throw the bar at the end of it like they do?
Well, she was like, you can just drop it. She's like, just drop it. And I'm like, no, that's okay. I don't want to drop it.
That fucking move that people do, they have signs all over the gym where it's like, don't drop the weights. It's such a...
They always do.
Well, that's the
like,
thing.
No, they're like, you can just drop it.
Yeah.
And it's like, make sure like you're safely, like there's no one that's... But like that, they just fucking, they're just like throwing weights on the ground.
That's so funny. And I understand that it's
cool. Which is so counterintuitive to like everything.
Yes.
Working out in gyms or like doing, but like everything I've ever been taught.
Yeah.
It's so, like, no, you don't do that.
Right.
You do not throw the weights on
because
the ground.
Because it's like, yeah, we're like, rah. Yeah, they're like, struggle, do whatever you have to do to get that weight up in the air and then throw it. It's like, if you can't safely put it back down to the starting position, it's probably too much weight for your body structure
exactly.
to handle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that's like, I don't want to get there.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be cool if I could deadlift a 1.
Yeah.
Megan, like, have you come up with a patented weightlifting yell?
Yeah, it's just... Every time. They're like, you can be louder. And I'm like, no, that's okay. I feel more comfortable right at this level.
Nope, I'm going to do this.
It's like a rabbi's orgasm.
Yeah. I'm just gonna make that's what my deadlift noise is.
So what other stuff do they have you doing? Like push-ups? What do they have? Because I've never gone to one of those. I just watch people, because the CrossFit people in my neighborhood, they just run around with what I look like javelins to me. So I always think, I'm like, are these people training to work at medieval times?
They're training to murder you.
Yeah, you'll be walking up the street and you just see people like, they're just holding these giant spears and like ball. I'm like, spears. What the fuck? And they run laps around the neighborhood. Do you do all that shit?
It's all, no, well, I haven't run laps. I'm assuming that'll be like a warm up. It's like, cause it's different every time. Like I haven't done like the same stuff each time I've gone. Like it'll be a different warm up. Like there's like the jumping rope and then they do like ride the bike till you get to like 25 calories or whatever on the thing.
So just
ride the bike as fast as you can till you get to that. And then you do other stuff like Tuesday. It's all weighted. It's all been weighted so far.
Yeah.
So like with the barbell, and doing like front squats where like the barbell's in front of you and then put it behind your shoulder and do squats like that, which that's really fucking scary.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to do that yet. I started to try one and I was like, nope, not there yet. Thank
you
very much.
How much does a barbell weigh?
The barbell's 35 pounds without any weight on it.
Ugh.
So that was just like, imagine like holding 35 pounds behind, like on your shoulders and then going into like a deep squat.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary because your entire body, like, you feel, even if you're not, it's just like, oh, I'm just going to fall back.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to keep doing these front ones for a little bit.
Yeah. See, the front ones I do, even like the barbell and the, over the shoulders and the back, I don't do more than 20 pounds when I'm by myself. Because, yeah, if all of a sudden your legs lock up or you're tired, then it's like,
yeah,
you just
scary.
Fall. That was, I had to move a giant, my fancy shelving unit in my bedroom where my clothes are, that giant rack. That's in lieu of a closet. It's this huge thing. And I think it was from like American Apparel. So it's this huge, like, retail display rack. Because not having a car here, someone was like, it was free. And I saw this thing and I was like, oh, I need that. I don't have a closet. And they're like, do you need help? And I was like, I got it. And I put, and this thing is huge. It probably weighs like 60 pounds, 70 pounds. And I carried it on my back, like the, like Jesus and the cross. I just thought I could do it. And I, at one point, started walking down and it was on my back and my whole body just wilted and I fell to the ground and I had to like roll it off of me. It was, and then I had to have two strangers help me. That was one of the scariest feelings of my life because I was like, this is my body. I'm going to crush my body.
And no one will know.
Yeah, nobody will know and nobody will care. And I'm in the middle of the street and nobody will care. They'll be like, oh, sweet. So is that, is the shelving unit free?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if there's any amount of cum that could be put in your bones to fix that.
I know. We'll try. Try to get it in. Maybe if we can get it in through her mouth. I don't know. We're trying to get her stronger. Trying to help her get this unit back home. She doesn't have a closet. So now do they pressure you? Do they pressure you to like lift heavier when you're like, I don't want to do more?
No. That's why I'm like, I get that like it, because it is douchey, but I feel really like
we're
it.
Talking
I like everyone
negative
there.
About her training as like an assaulter. They're like, does he hurt you? Do they pressure you
well,
to do too much?
Because that's what people think of CrossFit. They're like, just fucking like people like, oh, you fucking pussy. What is that? Only 400
pounds? It's like
pounds?
Your
Go
friend
for 450.
Dating a douchey dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, exactly. Does he hurt you? That's totally what it's like. Like everyone that knows I'm doing this is like, so, like concerned. Like, they're like, if it's too much, just like,
let us know. You can tell. No one's
forcing like,
you.
Try it for a month. But like, if you know, if it's too much for you, like, you know, maybe go back to boxing or something. And I'm just like, why is everyone like so
I know, that's
scared?
That's really like, yeah, we can't wait to talk about exercise. And I'm like, okay, we'll riff. And then we find out like, so what, Megan, what are they making you do?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
where
I feel
are they
fine. It's fine.
You?
It's fine. I like it.
Yeah.
I feel good. I mean.
Is CrossFit with you right now? Is CrossFit in the room making you say that?
Did CrossFit turn on the TV earlier? Is that what it is? You said it was a ghost and it was CrossFit.
It was CrossFit.
You don't have to lie to us.
CrossFit loves Trump. It would make sense. It would totally make sense.
Megan, I know you said you were drinking water. Is there clear protein powder in there? You can tell us.
It's protein powder. Earlier when I said I was eating a banana with peanut butter, I was just shoving dried protein powder in my face.
It's okay. I'm glad you can be honest about it. Now I need you to put the camera down. Are you sitting in a chair or have you been in a full squat the whole time?
CrossFit will not let me do that. If I get out of the squat, I will be hit. I have to hold the squat for 90 minutes every day.
A giant tire comes in and just knocks your phone off the thing.
I do have a question about the protein powder because Christina does the protein powder with her trainer and she makes protein shakes every day. And is that doing you good? Do you do that too, Wendy?
No.
No, you don't do the protein powder?
No, I mean, it's good if you don't get enough, if you're not eating enough regular like food during the day, and it's good for like on the go. You know, like if you're running around and you don't have time to eat and you're not getting enough protein, because protein just rebuilds the muscle tissue. So if you're working your muscles out a lot and you need to repair it, if you don't have someone, like we've been talking about, to come into your mouth or onto the actual muscle that's in pain, you don't have an open wound where you an open sore where you can put jizz directly onto the muscle that's in pain.
Heal it.
Right.
An ejaculatory massage.
Correct. Then you need to be drinking protein powder and you can get that, you know, Garden of Life. They do a really great one. But no, it's good for that. But a lot of people, I don't do that just because I eat so much anyway, that if I were to make a protein or a meal shake, that would be an additional 200 or 300 calories that I'm consuming.
Yeah.
Right. And I could drink a 300 calorie protein shake and still be like, I also now need a meal. So for me, that doesn't work for me because I eat enough.
But it's like anything. It's like, you know, taking vitamins, like. If you're going to take an iron supplement, well, it's better that you get the iron naturally from like foods you eat. Like it's better to not take, like it's better to eat tuna than a protein shake. Do you know what I mean? But it's easier.
Yeah.
For somebody to just make a protein shake with protein. Cause that shit, like if you look at the protein powder's gross.
Yeah.
It's real gross.
Yeah. There are some that are really, that's when I worked at Whole Foods, the only kind we would do is like, Garden of Life is the best. They do have like, I like the plant-based protein powders because the whey protein powders.
So gross.
Fart
so gross.
City. I'm going a real fart bender.
Oh.
It's, I do not like those. Yeah.
It's always a concern.
The sweet
for me.
Protein farts.
Yeah. Mm. They do. Depending on the flavor of protein powder you're getting, they can be a little pleasing to the nostrils. You're like, Jesus
Christ. Strawberry?
Yeah.
You have a lot of strawberry whey protein?
What is that? A French vanilla?
Wow, that...
Did you go to Yankee Candle? It smells great in here.
I was fearing these protein farts, but now I'm actually looking forward to them.
Gross.
I mean, anything that'll improve...
You don't need protein powder.
No, clearly not.
No, I mean, I don't want to say anything, but
he's gonna... No, he's gonna... No. This is what's gonna happen. Steven's gonna start drinking protein shakes, but not working out. Mm-hmm. This is what's gonna... Because he's gonna be... I swear to God. I know people that do this. Yes. I know people that drink fucking
like
muscle milk
bars
that
and
don't
Mean
work
girls.
Out. Yep. Yeah. But they're just like, oh, drink muscle milk. And it's like, what have you done? When was the last time you did a goddamn thing?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need. That's yeah. crazy.
They're like, I carried this pack of muscle milk from my car to my fridge. Smart ass.
Yeah. Was
I went to Costco. Yeah. And a lot of people.
Do you
too,
know how fucking heavy a case of this at Costco is?
Bro, do you? Do you even know?
I lifted it, bro.
Yeah. And then you need muscle milk to have enough energy to lift the muscle milk. It's a vicious cycle, bro. I need you to respect my journey. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to flip this mattress over a couple times. I got to find the good spot
to lay down and drink my muscle milk.
Parts of the mattress don't have burn holes from my gross caustic whey farts.
So wait, what'd you do? Did you do anything different?
I got a massage.
Yeah.
No, I did. I just did my regular workout, but I did the massage will help because I've been doing foam rolling and then I just did my same workout and then mostly just adjusted my food a little bit. Because I do kind of the same. I do like corrective training.
Digested your food a little bit.
Adjusted my food.
Adjusted your food.
Yeah, I digested my food.
You can't control your digestive cycle,
Steven. I mean, I was impressed
another
you had
reason
that
you
amount
have to
of
work
control.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. I started digesting my food this week. Normally, I just throw it up immediately as I put it in my mouth.
But I thought about every single muscle digesting.
I have pica. I do the trick where you just chew it up and taste it and spit it out.
Yeah, spit it out.
That's such a weird one.
It's so weird. I would rather throw up, personally.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The eating disorder reaches.
Yeah, you chew. Sorry, I mean when you're going to fight over who gets to display this eating disorder.
Who's going to jump into the lightning?
No, I'm just like, God, we have to explain everything to Steven.
I
Jesus
mean, when
Christ.
It comes to eating disorders, yes, clearly that's the one thing I don't have a problem with.
Yeah, you're telling
me. You just chew the food and then you spit it out. So you like put it in your mouth to get the taste of the food and then you spit it out.
Oh.
Ooh, you
ooh, can... who apparently has that? Oh my God, somebody was telling me this. Super famous people.
Probably a
ooh,
lot.
Ben Stiller and his wife.
Excellent. Oh yeah. Oh, both. Sorry.
That was, no, perfect was timing. That was that Ben Stiller? Ben no, Stiller's
that was,
listening.
That was my phone.
It was Siri chiming in.
That was Siri.
Yeah, she thinks it's excellent that yeah. Ben Stiller and his wife chew their food and spit it into cups.
You could do that while you do your... While you do your cleanse, that's a good thing. Instead of just chewing gum, you could just chew food up and spit it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm just going to stop working out now because I've got to go to the butt doctor. So, like, I'm going to not eat for 2 days and poop a bunch. So, I'm just going to be, like, real thin and I won't have to work out anymore.
So lucky. Megan is so lucky.
I'm so lucky that my asshole is bleeding unexplainably. I am so lucky.
I know. Your butthole's all bloody. You got cum in your angle. I'm just jealous.
Just throw some jizz in there.
It's also fine. Real spooky for Halloween, too. That's yeah, the other cool thing.
Jesus. The bloody... I can't believe... we can edit this out if you don't want to talk about it. But, like, I still can't believe that you have, like, that butt problem and for this long.
I think it's just, like, a rip in my asshole. We can leave this in. I don't care. I had a barbecue on Sunday where we carved pumpkins and I was talking about this
Christina,
with, like, three friends.
Oh, my God. You know what it is? It's that goddamn fish. He chewed.
Oh my God! He's made his all. He's made his way all the way up.
He just chewed the lining out of your butthole.
They're gonna. This is gonna be real. When they go in for that colonoscopy, they are gonna be surprised.
Yeah.
I should be like, I know you knock me out for this. Could you not though? Because I just want to see your faces when you find out what the problem is.
And when you do a face, I need you to do two moves because I'm gonna boomerang this. I know. I went. I got a massage yesterday. Because I still go to the gym normally. But the thing too is, and like with the foam rolling, like with your legs, Steven, like we're mm-hmm. talking about, and even with your fucking with your quads, that's people don't the the importance of stretching. Because if you're not, if your muscles aren't like stretched out, then you can't do the exercise properly and you can't like full range of motion.
And that was one thing that Mara really threw down that, that I absorbed, was that I needed to get back to like just doing stretching all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the one part that you really took to heart. Yeah, oh, I did write down the part where I'm supposed to stretch.
Yes.
Did you foam roll at all?
I foam rolled. That's why the foam roller.
That was there last week.
I was going to say, he just brought it out right before you got here.
I foam rolled.
All casually.
I can say anything. No one's going to believe me.
Yeah, now you know.
Boy, the cred foam roll.
Now you know how it feels to be a woman reporting sexual assault.
Welcome to our lives, Steven. You fucking man.
We are fired up.
Yeah, we really are. We need to sleep or do something. I know.
No, I got this massage yesterday. It was really good because dragging all my bags around like a crazy bag lady. And then just every exercise, I was going to do a push-up and I could feel my neck pulling forward. So I went in and it was a really great massage. And he did this thing. He like dug into my eye and it was a dude. Oh my God. Okay. So it was like a hot guy.
Masseuse. So you were wet.
Yeah.
You were hard as a rock.
Yep. My clit was out. I was like, he's like, what is this? I'm like, he's like, this is one of these ankle fish. No, that's my actual clit. Just move around it. So I went and I worked out before and then I went in and he's like really hot. And he goes, what kind of music do you want to listen to? And I'm like, oh, whatever. And he's like, no, like pick. So I picked Ryan Adams and I got to listen to, I thought I was...
You came, right?
Oh, towards the end, I kept trying to like inch my leg over to be like, because when they flip you up, like on your back, they put the towel in between your legs. And obviously you're not wearing panties because you're trying to get it figured.
Right. You're trying to get the finishing.
But I like, yeah. So I really just kept wanting him to be like, just like stick, just real quick. I was so horny and I get that. And I was like emotionally falling in love with him. He did the part of the massage where where they grab your hands and they do the massage to massage your fingers. And I kept being like, he's going to propose. Like the next move, when he rolls me over, there's going to be a ring. And I was like, oh, now I get why men think strippers are all in love with them. So like, I get that. But he did this one move where he released my pec minor. So in your chest muscles, pec major runs over and pec minor inserts, it's underneath. And it inserts like in your armpit. And apparently, and when this is tight, it pulls forward and your shoulders come forward. I've never had that muscle released. He went in, it was so good, but he did this and he starts to dig into it. And the pain, it was the only pain I can compare it to is, and I said it to him and I was like trying to like be cute about it, but also like let him know I was cool lady. I go, you know, the only thing I can compare this to, the pain is so intense, but it feels so good. I go, it's like being fucked in the ass.
Did you say
wow,
that?
Yes. Really? You are taking verbal assault back.
What did he say?
I don't think you could say that to a massage.
Yes, huh?
That's not harassment some kind of, ooh, this feels... Imagine if that was gender reversed and some man was just like, this really feels like you're releasing my asshole.
What did he say?
He goes, oh yeah, no, I said, he goes, yeah, no, it's a really deep, intense pain. And I was like, I mean, no, but like in my ass, he tried to avoid, no, watch, let me show you, take off your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not hard, I'm sure there's a lotion bottle somewhere.
Just put some pressure on and around my asshole.
Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, no. And I go, the pain. He goes, yeah, no, some people giggle and like, yeah, it's an intense sensation. And he tried to brush it off. I go, no, but honestly, it feels like the pressure of like a cock in my ass.
For example, sir, your penis in my asshole. Just like, giving an example.
Right. For example. And again, just because we're the only people in the room. Do you know?
Yeah. Just because there's no way to prove I've said this.
So there's no cameras, no evidence.
Yeah.
Turn off your phone.
But it was really nice to sexually harass a man while Ryan Adams was playing in the background.
The streets.
Yeah, but I it was weird because I felt like I wanted to make almost like an orgasmic sound. He goes, yeah, most people laugh and they like scream or they giggle. And I said, can I make a sound? I said, because I feel like I need to physically, now that I'm saying it out loud, this is creepy and I should have not brought this up on the podcast.
I thought you were about to say, it feels like I'm going to make a baby.
No, I was going to. I probably should have thought about this. I probably should have said this on the phone to Megan before. Because yeah. I'm like, this is normal.
And yeah,
I'm
just like, right. And I would have been like, no, no, don't talk about this.
Am I implicating myself?
But you know what, Christina?
Miss Weinstein, please stop.
I know. I walked in a robe fully naked. You know what this reminds me of?
Just Christina rubbing has your pussy.
Articulated a similar feeling towards male masseuses. Because she usually works with, has women that she goes to get massages. But then this one time they swapped out and gave her this dude who was kind of notoriously handsome at that place.
Yeah.
And
notoriously handsome.
Yeah. She came home and she was like, oh, I was touched by a man. I have feelings.
Yeah. And that's why we did that massage episode. So you could learn to do that for her. And have you done it?
No.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I feel like I'm trying to.
Megan's face. Oh God. Your eyes is honed in like laser, like little lasers. Like you were just going to shoot him the thing. Like, of course you haven't.
You ever just, you want to change all the things about yourself at once. You're like, where do I start?
Yeah. That's why we're doing this podcast, huh?
I know.
We can take it step by step.
Just
pick little tasks.
Feels like I'm never accomplishing enough in a week. Like now I'm bad at massage. I'm bad at exercise. I'm bad at so many.
Now.
Before
you were always bad at massage, Stephen. You were bad at massage. Before,
I witnessed it.
Yeah, yes.
Before I tried to coerce an employee of Equinox to put something in some part of my body.
In any part, really. Yeah. I'll take any part. Yeah. My ankle. Go for it.
Yeah. You could tickle my ears. You tickle a little. But I made a loud orgasm sound. I said, can I make a sound? And he goes, yeah.
And then he said, oh, not that one.
Yeah.
Oh God, no, please. This massage is now over.
But I tried to think of it like yoga, but I was like, I'm not even going to do it. Cause it's going to,
please don't.
I know we already had the one. Just when you edit back in Megan's workout yell. That's what I did. That's my, which is also my coming sound.
That's well, yeah. That's what's so weird.
But yeah, so that's what I did for my fitness, and my addition to my fitness thing.
For my fitness, I made a man very uncomfortable.
No, you fixed equality.
Yeah, I'm already physically strong, and I need to be emotionally strong and just walk around. Just
emotionally strong.
And then you know what I did? I gave him like a really, I was so creepy
bad
yesterday.
Tip. You gave him a really bad tip on top of all that.
No, I gave him a really good tip. And he's like, yeah, I do like private calls. And I was like, oh, and he like gave me his information. I go, cool. And I'm like, here's my information. I am a creep. I fully gave him my name and phone number. That's
what?
Gross.
That's the least creepy thing out of everything you did. That's just normal exchanging information for a further business transaction.
To do.
Making a coming sound and being like, oh, this feels like if you were deep inside my asshole right now.
Yeah,
that's inappropriate, but you're fine with everything until you give him your name and phone number. Yeah. And then you're like, whoa, I took it too far.
God, I didn't realize I was hanging out with a bunch of squares. I thought you guys were cool. Yeah, that's how you get implicated in this stuff, by leaving evidence and giving people your real names and phone numbers.
Okay, that's true. That now worries me about how many other people you've propositioned with climbing into your asshole in a professional setting.
Just at the grocery store. You know what? I'm 10 bucks short. How about you climb into my asshole real quick? I take you around the block. We call it even.
Paper or plastic? Neither. Would you like to get in my asshole? You can just put all those groceries right up in there.
Yep. Why don't you grab a hold of those apples and jump in my asshole? I'm saving the planet. My love is bigger than your love. We take more drugs than a touring bus band. Sing it. My
love is bigger than your love. Sing it. My love is bigger than your love. Jammers. My band is better than your band. We got more songs than a song convention.
Shut up.